After nearly a year of bad news for Russia's independent media, there's finally a bright spot. A group of journalists from Echo Moscow, the country's leading independent radio station, won the rights to a new broadcast frequency. They'll use it to launch their own station later this year. By doing so, they'll get out from under Gazprom, the state-connected gas monopoly, which became Echo Moscow's biggest shareholder last year. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
For the first time in months at Echo Moscow, a reason to celebrate. The station's news team toasted a rare victory this week after word came that they'd won a bid for a new broadcast frequency. A government commission chose their programming and business plan over dozens of others, giving them the green light to launch a new station called Arsenal. Echo Moscow's editor-in-chief Alexei Venediktov couldn't hide his enthusiasm.
Но предоставив нам такую пустую полянку,
we have an empty field before us, where we'll be starting from scratch, with ratings, advertising, programs. It's a very ambitious project, but right now everyone is celebrating.
Venediktov says he won't back down from the editorial policies that have earned Echo Moscow its reputation for independence. The station was the first non-state radio to broadcast in Russia, and it's widely known for its hard-hitting news coverage and interviews. Still, in a sobering reminder of just how much politics infuses the Russian media world, Venediktov said the licensing commission asked him some very pointed questions.
At the commission, they asked me, how will you treat the people in power? I said, just like before, we're not changing our editorial policy. Nothing will change as long as the editor-in-chief remains the same.
Last year, the Russian gas monopoly Gazprom, a company with close ties to the Kremlin, gained financial control over Echo Moscow, along with the other assets of media mogul Vladimir Gusinsky. Echo Moscow's staff continue to work without interference, but Venediktov warned the new majority shareholder would soon try to implement editorial changes. He made no secret of his desire to leave. Still, few expected he had any chance of starting a new station, given his adversarial relationship with the Kremlin and his past connection to the disgraced oligarch Gusinsky. Andrei Richter is director of the Media Law and Policy Institute in Moscow.
It's very unusual that the Ministry of the Press, which fills the majority of the commission that provides licenses, voted for Venediktov, who is viewed as a strong critic of Kremlin and the government.
В эфире радио «Эхо Москвы» информационная программа «Сейчас» у микрофона Светлана Сорокина.
Echo Moscow will stay on the air until at least the end of May. That's when Venediktov and more than 50 other colleagues will officially resign to launch their new station. What's still unclear is the fate of hundreds of television journalists who've taken refuge at Echo Moscow. They're former employees of once independent networks, one NTV taken over by Gazprom, the other TV6 pulled off the air after a bitter court battle. Some of them will follow Venediktov's example. They're preparing a bid for the TV6 broadcast frequency, which will be decided later this month. For NPR News, I'm Eric Engelman in Moscow.